נו יקים לנו את סוכת דוד הנוחלת הרחמנו יקים לנו את סוכת דוד הנוחלת
We'll start again. What are we saying? Harachaman, the merciful one, who yakim lanu, he will pick up for us at Sukkot David, King David's sukkah, so to speak, hanofalet, that has fallen. That's Jerusalem, whatever you want to say it signifies. We say God should pick it back up and rebuild it.
Amen. Amen.
So, Harachaman hu yakim lanu et Sukkot David hanofalet. Again.
Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet.
Guys, you can join me, we'll start again, let's see shuv.
Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu
Etzukat
David hanofalet. Now we're going to the next way. Harachamanu yakim lanu etzukat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet.
Now the last kind.
Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim, yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet. Harachamanu yakim lanu et sukkat David hanofalet.
What are we saying here? King David had a sukkah. King David had
a sukkah between Yeshua and Ezra.
Okay. King David built up Yerushalayim and he established a kingdom. And when we think of all the great leaders of the Jewish people, we think they were up, 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 up. And our sages tell us it's not that way. Sheva yipol tzadik vekam, a tzadik falls many times and he keeps getting back up. A tzadik isn't someone that doesn't fall. Tzadik is someone who gets back up. But everyone falls. And David HaMelech is a perfect example of that. Chazal say that, why was David HaMelech up there? because when he fell, he said, "Oh, I messed up. Hashem, I'm sorry." Shaul, initially when he was told he made a mistake, so Shaul said, "No, I did what Hashem wanted." Hakimot didvar Hashem, Shaul says. Shmuel's coming and telling him what's going on, and Shaul says, "Hakimot didvar Hashem, I did what I was supposed to." Shmuel says, "But what's going on?" So Shaul insists. And then finally Shaul admits, he says, "Chatati." But initially he doesn't admit. David, the second he hears, he admits. And it's not only that. Our Chazal tell us that David was mitzora, he had tzarat. When you have tzaras, David messed up with the wife of Uriah. We're going to learn about it next semester. He married a young girl named Bathsheba. She was all 12. And... it's true and it's a medrash. It's a medrash. It doesn't say explicitly that she was 12 in the Navi. It does say she was Achitofel's granddaughter. It says that if you look at Divrei Hayamim, you see the lineage. So David was told he's going to get he's going to pay back, and then one of the things that he ultimately had was a rebellion, and during that rebellion he wasn't sure if he'd ever make it back. And when the Kohanim tried to come with him, so David said, "Who said I'm right? Who said you should come with me?" And David accepted upon himself nidui. He accepted ostracism. He said, "I'm not fit." David took off his shoes, yachef. He went barefoot, and he put ash on his head, afar al rosho, and he distanced himself from everyone. He said, "Maybe God doesn't want me anymore. I have to repent." And then our sages tell us that David fell so much, the only way he got back was because he had a Rebbe. He had a Rebbe who, Ira Yairi, Chazal say, was David's Rebbe, that when David fell, he grabbed him and he said, "Come back." So Chazal tell us that the difference sometimes between some of our great leaders who made it back and those who didn't was whether they had that person to pull them back up. But the Chazal don't tell us that the great leaders were those who didn't fall. No, that didn't exist. That doesn't exist. Chazal sometimes say, a tzaddik, someone who keeps getting back up. Sometimes Chazal say he has someone helping him. Even Avraham Avinu, the Navi says in Yeshaya, needed someone to help him. Hashem gave him an extra boost. Yeah.
Doesn't it say like there's four people that never sinned and David was one of them?
The Gemara has two opinions as to whether such people exist. It doesn't mean the Mefarshim say that they never exist, but they never sinned the sin that was worthy of dying for. That metu bet yoshen nachash, I think Tosus over there says, doesn't mean that they weren't chote at all. It means that they never had a chet that they were meant to die for, and I don't remember David being enumerated there. I think David's father, Yishai, according to one opinion, is enumerated there. And even that is there are two opinions in the Gemara if really we have such a thing as people who met bet yoshen nachash. So now, when we say Rachmanu Yakim Nanu Tzukat David Nanofale, to say the merciful one should pick up David's sukkah that fell, we have to remember that sukkah's full. My brother lives in Chicago. They had terrible hurricanes now.
Chicago?
Yeah, they had I think like 100,000 people without power for over a day. No power, no phone lines, nothing. And they all built their sukkahs and they were flown away. And the day beforehand, my brother called me up and he said, "You should know here in Chutz Lars we have more Mesias Nefesh than you. In Israel, you build the sukkah, you know you're going to sit in it, look at the beautiful weather. You could sit in the sukkahs. We build the sukkah, we could spend all sukkahs out of sukkah. It could be snow, it could be rain, it could be impossible to sit in the sukkah, it could be freezing, and yet we build the sukkah." And the next day, his sukkah blew away. So they had a hurricane and it's gone. And then he rebuilt it. So we have to know that sukkahs go up, sukkahs go down, sukkahs will fall. And people, the sukkah is supposed to tell us something. What's sukkahs called? It's Chag HaAsif, the holiday of gathering. Usually when we think of Asif, a person thinks, I'm rich, look what I got, look at what all my work did for me. What's Lulav? What's Lulav Hadassim? So the Medrash says, Kol Ilan V'Kol Pri Yesh lo malach b'shamayim. Chutz, every fruit and every tree has a malach in heaven, a corresponding angel that's responsible for that species. Except for lulav, etrog, hadas, arava. These four species, arba minim elu, enem lulav b'shamayim, elem minim shel hakadosh baruch hu. These are the four species that have no malach. Hashem, they're Hashem's species. So when we take them, so to speak, we're taking God's scepter. God says, Eile Asharvit Sheli. These four species are mine. No angel is responsible for them, they're mine. And why am I letting you take it? So we have a rule, Melech shemachal al kvodo, en kvodo machul. Melech, a king tells you, you could take my scepter, you could ride on my horse. You ride on that horse, you're eligible for the death penalty. No such thing as a king foregoing his honor. You can't use the king's things. So Hashem tells us these are his fruits. Now Hashem ordinarily is king. The whole period of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is Melech, right? Come Sukkot. What Sukkot? Sukkot were his sons. We go into his house. He tells us, come into a special house. He builds a sukkah. What Sukkot? Hashem says, you take my special plants. I give you mitzvah to take them. What's the idea of taking them? God says, if I were only a king, you could never take my stuff. But I'm also your father. Sukkot is when we take it, and God says, now you'll show the world you're my sons. We say, Sukkot. Hashem let us sit in the sukkah. And Chag HaAsif, when we gather our things into the house, then we recognize that, hey, a person could look at them with the perspective, it's me. And the person could look at it as, this is the blessing Hashem gave me. When we leave our homes and sit in the sukkah, so we're, so to speak, in exile. It's not the same comfort of my house. I build a sukkah that's a temporary building. See the boards, see the roof. Not exactly permanent. I can't live here all year. It's to remind us something. This whole world is without permanence. What am I gathering for? So if I have the right perspective, so I'm gathering, I have a mitzvah on Sukkot to get us fruit, a special fruit, Pri Etz Hadal, then I choose the beautiful fruit, that's on Sukkot. But Sukkot is supposed to shine on the whole year, that we recognize, where are we getting everything from, and what's the purpose of what we're getting? We were asked to also speak about the parsha a little bit, and so we'll mention a very interesting medrash on the parsha. But I'm going to speak Hebrew-English so you guys can practice your Hebrew and these guys can understand too. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the different tribes. Moshe Mberech Tashvatim. But before he blesses them, Nifnei HaBrachot, we have Moshe's song, Yeshet Shirat HaAzinu. And if we notice in the song, there, the fifth pasuk in the song begins with a hey, and then there's a gap. Ha Lashem Tigmeluzon. The pasuk ha-chamishi matchil ha Lashem yesh hey vaz yesh par. Chazal omrim lanu she-par hazeh ben ha-hey la-Hashem ze ki Moshe ratza la-arot lanu mashu. Tikhu et ha-otiyot ha-rishonot. Ha-zinu ya-arof hey yud. Ki Shem Hashem eka. Ha-tzur tamim pa-olo ha-Lashem. Yeshnu hey Kuf, Yud, Hey, Shin, Hey, נכון? ישנו גמטיה של משה. חזר אומרים שמשה חתם את התורה בשם שלו. Our sages tell us that you take the first five psukim in Moshe's song with which he's ending the Torah of Ha'azinu, and you have Ha'azinu begins with a Hey. So, Ki, just a second. Ya'arof kamata likhi Yud, Ki sirim al edeshe Kaf, I'm sorry, no. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Kaf. Hatzur Tamim Paolo. No, I skipped one. Shum.
This
is the first beginning of Hazina. I'm sorry. Skipped the Shin. And then Hal Hashem Tigmeluzot. So you have six psukim. I'm sorry. So you have the gematria of Moshe's name. Moshe sealed the Torah with the gematria of his name, the last song. And here the Medrash is a source, Pam Lashu Betzim Mekol, that when a person writes a book, he should write his name somewhere hidden in the book. Shemendam Chaber Chibur, Hamidrash Tanhum Omer, Shu Yachtom Tashem Shelo, Ezeshu Makom Bachibur, Shkach Moshe Gam Asa Ba'azinu. Ve'az Nach Magim Nevzot Abchav, Shemoshe Mevarech Et Am Yisrael, we reach Vezos Abrach, where Moshe blesses the Jewish people. Ken.
Shall we seal with our name every book we write, or just books about Torah?
I don't know. It seems like every book. It seems like the Medrash is saying this is the way a person should act. And then, why?
The purpose?
Whatever I say is my guess, so your guess is as good as mine.
Your guess is better than
mine. Okay, but it's still a guess. Copyright. Come, take some vegetables. Moshe Rabbeinu mevarech ba'parsha shelanu et Asher. Baruch mibanim Asher. יהי רצוי אחיו וטובל בשם רגלו. מה זה יהי רצוי אחיו? אומר המדרש שכשראובן חטא, אז אשר בא לאחים ואמר להם, ראובן פתה עם בילה. אמרו לו האחים, איך אתה מדבר ככה על ראובן? מי אתה? איך אתה מדבר ככה? נידו את אשר. במקום נידו את אשר. כל השוטים נידו את אשר, ואשר היה בנידוי. ולא התירו את הנידוי. The Midrash says that when Reuven sinned by messing around the beds of his father, like we discussed last week, after Rachel died, so Asher came to his brothers and he told them what Reuven did. And the brothers said, how dare you talk that way about Reuven? Who says this is true? Who allowed you to come and tell us all of this? This is Lashon Hara. And they got so upset at Asher that they ostracized him. They put him in Nidui. Now when a person is ostracized, when a person is in Nidui, אסור ברחיצת רגליים, אסור ב... is called ארור, אסור ארור is called cursed, נידוי, ostracism is called cursed, is forbidden to anoint himself with oil, אסור לסוך בשמן, is forbidden to wash his feet, is forbidden to be with his wife,
if he's what?
If he's ostracized, if he's been נידוי, until the rabbis... or by the rabbis until the rabbis release him.
Is that the same as being put into cheirim?
Yeah, nidui is a form of cheirim. The two different elements of
there
the same concept. Yeah,
cheirim, put in a cheirim.
Cheirim, cheirim. Well,
that was a problem in the first place.
If he's a heretic,
so
why would he?
He wasn't a heretic.
No, someone is a heretic is normally a heretic.
Not necessarily. No, cheirim, not necessarily. Asher, it seems the tribe of Asher maintained some elements of this nidui. זה נראה שהשבט אשר היה להם איזשהו דין של בנידוי. ולכן משה מתחיל, הוא הופך את הארור לברוך, ברוך מבנים אשר. יהי רצוי אחיו, כי עד עכשיו הוא היה בנידוי מאחר. צובל בשמן רגלו, כי מנודה אסור לסוך בשמן. ברזל הוא נחושת מן עליך, כי מנודה צריך ללכת יחף. When Moshe blesses them, he undoes the whole ostracism. Tov, we're going to sing Ma'ashiv Lashem, the song that we learned last time, and then we'll daven Arvit.
So say that one last part you said.
When Moshe blesses Asher, so he blesses him to undo that which the brothers had cursed him. He gives him blessing to undo the curse. He tells them, because Asher tattletailed on the brothers, the Midrash says, the Gemara says, that they were once sitting in a classroom and one of the guys had eaten garlic. פעם ישבו בשיעור ואחד מהחברה אכל שום. והרב אמר מי אכל שום? The rabbi asked who ate garlic. So his top student got up and walked out. והתלמיד הראשי קם ויצא. כל שאר התלמידים ראו את זה, הם הבינו את הרמז, הם כולם יצאו. The other student saw this, they all got up and walked out. They understood this was a hint. And the next day, the rabbi's son met this top student and he asked him, why'd you do that? So he said, what do you mean? Your father asked the question, who ate the garlic? So he said, I know you. You wouldn't eat garlic and sit right next to him breathing garlic on him. So he says, that's true. But whoever it was would have been embarrassed by your father's question. So I didn't want him to get embarrassed. So I walked out. And everyone else saw me. They said, why should anyone get embarrassed? They all walked out. So the Gemara says...
What about the rab left behind?
Oh, so it's his fault. He asked the question. I said, I said, אני ראיתי שהאבא שלך שאל מי אכל שום, אמרתי למה שהוא יתבייש, אז אני קמתי ויצאתי שאני אצא, שר השיעור ראה שאני יוצא, אז הם יצאו אחריי, זה גמרא בסנהדרין. ואז הגמרא עושה מראה דור אחר דור, איך היה מסורת עד יהושע. The Gemara shows how each generation there was some story like this, where in order to save face for someone, the rabbis would take shame for themselves, and the Gemara says who they learn it from, and it traces it back all the way to Yoshua. That in Yoshua's time, when the Jews lost the war to conquer a small city of Ai, so they asked God, why did we lose the war? And God said, well, someone stole from last time you conquered Jericho, you said everything's going to be given to the holy, to the Mishkan, and someone stole from what you all promised to give me. So Yoshua asked Hashem, who was it? And Hashem told Yoshua, are you kidding? Hashem didn't say you're kidding. God said, am I a tattletale for you? I'm going to tell you who did it. הגמרא אומרת שדור אחר דור, הגמרא דורשת מאיפה ידעו את זה, שלא מספרים על מישהו אחר. והגמרא עושה מעקב, מי למד ממי, מי למד מי, עד שהיא מגיעה ליהושע. שבסיפור של החן, כשהיה מעילה בחרם, אחרי שהפסידו במלחמה באי, יהושע שאל את הקדוש ברוך הוא מי מעל בחרם, והקדוש ברוך הוא ענה ליהושע, וכי דילתור אני לך, אני על שין בשבילך? לא. לך תעשה גורל ובגורלות אתה תפנח. אני לא אומר לך מי מעל בחרם. ומכאן חז"ל דרשו שבן אדם לא אמור להלשין,
זה המקור שבאמת בן אדם צריך לא רק לחוס חד לשני, אבל אפילו כשבן אדם לא בסדר, כמו החן, לא מלשינים. So the Gemara says this is the source that even when someone does something wrong, you're not supposed to tattle. You're not, when I was a teacher, my policy was that if a kid tattletailed, then the other kid wouldn't get punished. I said, if I find out about a kid's cheating on my own, that's my job as a teacher. If I don't find out, if you tell me about it, I hold more against you than against him. He's got a problem. He cheated. I'll have to deal with him. But if you tell me about it, you got a more serious problem. I would begin the year by telling the kids this. It's not your job to tell me about someone else. I'll catch him. Don't worry. Yeah.
He was cheating. Also, pay the other person to tell you that he was cheating.
Yeah.
What if like, okay, I know it's different in a school than in a day camp, but I've been a day camp counselor. What if a kid is hurting another kid, and the kid tells you, this kid is hurting me?
Sometimes if a kid is at a disadvantage, so your job is to balance the disadvantages as a parent, even as a teacher. But in general, you have to get kids used to solving it themselves, or if they could.
You've got to watch for the kids who are always telling another kid. You got to make sure you punish them for that as well. It's a fine line.
It's very fine. Yeah, it's very hard. I had a kid. Who shal ma'im she beitzem echad menatzel tashini echad yored lashni ve'en mishi yagin la. Ma? לא, סיפרתם שכשהייתי מורה בבית ספר אז היה לי פוליסה שמי שמלשין על ילד אחר אז אני לא מניש את האחר, גם אם הוא רימה על מבחן. אמרתי, זה בעיה שלי כמורה, זה לא בעיה שלכם. מי שמלשין אז אני לא מטפל בזה. אז הוא שאל, אז מה אם בעצם אחד בעצם הקטע שלי, יש אחד ש... אז אמרנו שאחד מהתפקידים של מורה והורה זה גם כן לאזן את הכוחות, אבל רק כשחייבים. יא,
Is it in general that you can say that a blessing is releasing a curse?
No. A blessing is the opposite of a curse. It's not releasing a curse.
How can you curse
a person? Could be neutral, he could be blessed, he could be cursed.
How is it possible to curse someone if everything is like by God?
Also, God gave that ability. Ushal ech echot sheyesh klala. As ketuv ba midrash tanchuma, bevezot habracha. The Midrash on our parsha says, שהקדוש ברוך הוא בירך את אדם. ואז כשחטאו בדור נוח, אז הקדוש ברוך הוא קילל, אמר אמחה את האדם אשר עשיתי, ביטל את הברכה שלו. יצא נוח מהטבע, הקדוש ברוך הוא חידש ברכה, בירך את נוח. בירך את נוח, שוב היה דור הפלגה, הקדוש ברוך הוא הסיר את הברכה, עד שהגיע הדור של אברהם, והקדוש ברוך הוא אמר, כבר לא ראוי שאני אברך כל אחד, ואברכה מברכך, אני נותן לך את כוח הברכה, ואני חותם עליו ויהיה ברכה. ומשם הילך לכל אחד יש כוח ברכה, והמדרש אומר, אברהם ברך 3 ברכות, יצחק 4, יעקב 5, עד שמשה הגיע ל7, וזאת הברכה שמשה הגיע ל7. The Midrash says that God empowered the world initially when God created the world, so he blessed Adam. When they sinned by the generation of Noah, so God cursed the people and took away his blessing. Noah came out of the ark, God blessed Noah again, he said they need a new blessing. Then they sinned when they built the Tower of Babel, and then God said, "Okay, I can't keep blessing people." So He told Abraham, "Yeshod kisheshon, yeshon." So God said, "I can't keep doing this." So He gave Abraham the power to be able to bless, and this is the power the Jewish people have, that they can bless. And God says, "I'll seal on their blessing if they're fitting to bless, and the one who gets the blessing is fitting for it." And
curse.
What?
And to curse.
And to curse, everyone seems to be able to curse. Jew, non-Jew, everyone could curse. Even to bless, everyone could bless. The Jews have an extra power of that.
A very learned person, a very saintly person, has to be very careful what they say, right?
Every person has to be careful what they say.
How but especially, because even
everything
or can curse
sense.
Himself.
Yeah.
If they're not careful what they say, you know, they're half joking or whatever, and they say something bad about themselves.
Yeah, but we see that even about regular people, not only about...
What defines a curse?
Let's say a person says
this is a spiritual kind of situation.
Anything that a person says something bad should happen. It's a curse.
You can also do a false at a neura.
That you have to talk to someone else. What do I know? I don't know. Pulsa denura, the Gemara says, is a pillar of fire that God sent out when Gavriel sinned before God. He wanted spirituality. Gemara merit שהמלאך גבריאל, הקדוש ברוך הוא שלח אותו להחריב את ירושלים. והמלאך... God sent Gabriel or Michael? I don't remember if it was Gabriel or Michael. I don't know if it was Gabriel or Michael. the angel Gabriel and Michael, God sent them to destroy Jerusalem, as is written in the prophet Zechariah. כתוב בזכריה שהקדוש ברוך הוא שלח אותו להחריב את ירושלים. והקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לו להרים את הגחלים מהמזבח שלפני השם, ולתת את זה לקרובים, והקרובים יניחו את ירושלים ויחריבו את זה. והוא, במקום לתת את זה ישר לקרובים, הוא העביר את זה בין הידיים שלו לצנן את זה. אז הקדוש ברוך הוא שאל אותו, אז שאלו אותו בשמיים, מה עשית? אז הוא אמרו לו, ממה נשך? לא היית צריך לתת לו את הגחלים להחריב את ירושלים. כי אם לא היית נותן לו, היה לך טענה שחיציתי לחכות לראות אם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישנה את דעתו. אבל ברגע שנתת, אז היית צריך לתת, כמו שהקדוש ברוך הוא ציווה, לא לשחק משחקים. ואז כתוב שהקדוש ברוך הוא שלח פולסא דנורא וריחק אותו ממנו. ורש"י מסביר שזה איזשהו עמוד אש שעל ידו הוא התרחק, ומלאך דוביאל, שר של פרס ומדי, הוא נכנס במקומו, ואז פרס ומדי עלו לשלטון. כי הוא שאל על פולסא דנורא. So the Gemara says that when God wanted to destroy Jerusalem, so he told the angel of the Jewish people, he said, to have coals go from my holy altar into the hands of the cherubs, the kruvim, the angels, and they'll drop it on Jerusalem, that will destroy Jerusalem. And he wanted to spare Jerusalem, so he picked up the coals in his own hands to cool them down, whatever that means, and then he gave them to the angels. And then in heavens, they yelled out at him, they said, tell us, either you shouldn't have done it at all, who asked you to do it? God asked you to do it, so you should have waited, maybe God would have changed his mind. You could have had an excuse not to do it, but once you were doing it, you should have done it exactly how God told you, not to try to cool off the coals. So then it says over there, Pulsa Denura, the Gemara says that a pillar of fire came out and knocked him down from his pedestal, And then the angel of Persia went up, and that's when the Persian Empire went up for 20 years. Now, it's interesting. How did he get back? Echu chazar. So the Gemara says that when they were trying to punish the Jewish people, the Persian angel was up there in heavens. He had taken his place, and that's why the Persians had taken control. So he stood behind the curtain, Machoya Pargod, and he started saying, Shav lachem ashkim ekuma achei shevet. He said, can't be these women. Who was he talking about? The women. The women are the rabbis. They spend their nights waiting and helping them, and they get nothing. And he kept trying to say something for the sake of the Jewish people. And finally, he got his word in, and God sent him in to save the Jewish people, and that's how he got back up. Midrash Omer, איך הוא חזר למקומו? כי הוא אמר, שב לכם משקים יקום. מי זה משקים יקום? לא תלמידי חכמים. נשותיהם של תלמידי חכמים. שהם מחכות להם ערים. אז בזכותם הוא אמר, צריך לשחרר אותם מהגזירות ששר פרס ניסה לגזור עליהם, וזה לא יהיה לו. הוא אמר עוד טענות, ובסף על ידי זה הוא חזר למקומו. אוקיי, יש לכם זמן להשאיר עוד שיר אחד, אתם רוצים לתלדר ערבית או לא? מה? רוצים לעוף? כן? לא? אתם לא מערים, אני לא יודע כמה אתם מערים.
אתה
רוצה לסיים? לא? בסדר, אז מה השיב לשם? Who transliterated that?
We did part of it.
Funny story, I lost it. In a sukkah. I don't know how that's possible.
I got the second part.
Your girlfriend.
Do we have the first part? Yeah, okay. Ma shiv la Hashem kol tagmulo hi alai kos yeshuot esa uneshem Hashem ekra nedara
Oh, no.
Ratzon Met Hashem Metochech Yerushalayim Metochech Yerushalayim Shalem Negdana Lecholam Na 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 Hashem letochechi Yerushalayim letochechi Yerushalayim
לא, אני לא רוצה לגמור את
זה.
מה? חבר'ה, אלה ימשיכו עוד שעה. שאלה אם החבר'ה שלך ימשיכו עוד שעה, אבל לי הם לא יענו, אז תדבר אתה איתם. אני רוצה איתם. מה? בסדר.
בסדר.
We sang, we'll sing it again, but I want to let these guys go. These guys just came to help us sing. מי שרוצה שיכול שיכול, מי שרוצה לך תהיה לך חרבית, אנחנו נצא לערבית עוד רגע. We're going to do ערבית right now. מי שרוצה לך שירותים, if anyone wants to go to the bathroom, Or wash their hands. What? Oh, no. If you want, you can do Begat Amzon. If you want, you could continue eating after Arvit. Whatever you want. I don't know if we'll have a Zimun, but we don't have a Zimun now anyways. We'll have three. We won't have ten. Well, yeah, we'll have Sidur. No?
The whole song
How are you? Everyone's out here. Guys, person coming through.
Is Darv inside?
Or down in here, yeah.
Maybe two more cable one side.
Rav, the floor, I like it. It's very deep, deep, deep.
Just a second.
Try to make it as...